This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Ukraine's president is vowing to hold on to Bakhmut as Russian forces encroach on the devastated eastern city. Kremlin has sought to capture it for 6 months at the cost of thousands of lives. Less than a week ago, an advisor to Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said the Ukrainian defenders might retreat from Bakhmut and fold back to a nearby position. U.S. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin discussed a host of issues, including Ukraine, Bakhmut, and the Wagner Group, but also says that a wider Russian-Iran alliance is a worry.
We also expect that Russia will provide technology back to Iran in return for some of the help that they've gotten. And, of course, if you're a country in this region, you'd be very concerned about that. And they are. All of the countries are very concerned about that.
The sister of North Korea's leader is now warning that her country is ready to take quick, overwhelming action against the United States and Southern Korea. Kim Jong-un made the warning Tuesday after the U.S. flew a nuclear-capable B-52 bomber to the Korean Peninsula for a drill with South Korean warplanes. The allies' militaries are also preparing to revive their largest field exercises soon. Kim Jong-un didn't elaborate on any planned response, but North Korea has often test-launched missiles when the allies hold military drills. It views them as an invasion rehearsal. She said, we keep our eye on the restless military moves by the U.S. and South Korea and on standby to act.